wicked of evil when it's not contained, when one water is not contained in any kelim, not even in a broken. So if it is kulin shofar, or argos pochinoku, so then the water is not considered to be contained in the kelim. So then it's not mufti of the only place. So one second, please. So why does the Ravid mention? This abudus memory, in other words, he wants to prove that Kaleb is moving up the Allah of Eber. I mean, that's like the Tzemach Tzedek's Pshat Nerayim. And then he says, V'rabon mir, kishvilar samein boi. So we see that the Ravid understands the Mishnah Mikumim Shvilar Samein in the sense of Mamish Yehol, not an opening kishvilar samein, the way the Rosh understands. ואף על פי שעשית אותיו בכלי שניקר ברדי תעבוסי again, and he says another guy, you see, Rabbi Yehuda requires a big neker don't for him much. We don't find such a large shield in order to be mafkir the Shem Kehler. The biggest neker regarding Kabbalah Stume is Kerimim, that's in the creates. And then in the Harris, so even if it's less than Rimeitzer Rimein, and even if it's less than Shibara Sarein, if it is Kimeitzi, so Birdei Tarose, so if it's a Kri that is Yuchat Umayi, so it's Kikeyes Mai, Kikeyes Mashke, and if it's a Kri with Harris that is Yuchat Leichri, so Kimeitzi Zayis, but that's less than Shibara Sarein, Meitzi Zayis and Nauli. I even know what I mean in regard to the Shia of Kazayis, so I call him something, it's quite large, but Meitzi Zayis is mentioned by the Shemin to be smaller than Shevara Zalei, So, and if it's a Kli that is Miyuchat Umayim, so then, Ki Kenes Mashke is Mahdiel Shekele. So the Kashi is, what the Rabbonon require, don't require in the Kef Abot Vokhi, but they require in the Kef Shvera Sanei, but Shvera Sanei is much larger shiur than Kikinis Mashke. But if all we had been interested in would be to be Makia the Shem Kehler with David Haboros Tume, so then even if the Nekef is relatively small, Kikinis Mashke by Kerheres, so the Shem Kehler should be Bokhan, it's not the Kabutumim. So still we see, no, the Kabonon Mie Kishver as a name, boy, the Avapi Shasiva Vatevo, the Kishenita Birdi Tavose. Birdi Tavose means large enough to be Mavkia Kabonon Stume in the Kehler. So if no, the Nekef is large enough to be Mavkia Kabonon Stume, let's say Kikines Mashke, and it's a Kriya Miyuchet Umayim. So still there is no Yom Mikrais. So what do we see? That Kele is Mufke of Yom Mikrais. And not only if it's a Kele that has a Halation Kele with David Abbas Tume, even if it is that kind of a Kele that does not have a Halation Kele with David Abbas Tume, so it's still Mufke, unless there is a Nekef Kishver Zanei, so then in the Shulayim, so then it's considered as if the water is Mamish Adetarate, the water is not even in the Kehle. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, when can we consider that the water is Mamish Adetarate only if there is Nikab Yehube, or there is a Nekef Adarotvare? Vei, Ei Hefsha, Shalei Hei Nikaf Yose Nikaf Nechares Ovo Nikab Yehube, Al Yidi Yehude, להשתמש בו, ולמצוא תפילו עשו בקהילים. So the רמב"ם says, הרי קייח פריגודו, כן חוב יזדי לו, הוא יערי בגדי לו, ולא כפי נקב המתארי, ויקובי בארץ. So what is the נקב המתארי? Large enough to be מפקיע כבר לסתומי. For example, in the כלי חרס, המיוחד למשקי, so if it is Kikenis Mashke, so then it cannot be Mikabotume. But there is a halacha of Gister, that Gisterer of the Kliheres is also the Kabotam. In other words, what does Gisterer mean? That means Gisterer is a fragment, a smithery of the Kehler of the Kliheres. So suppose a Kehler broke, but each the fragments are large enough to fulfill a function, the aim of the original function of the Kehler while it was intact. While it is intact. Let's say, suppose it's a Kehler that is used as a cannon to fill up with oil, and it should burn, and it should burn. So, suppose the Kehler broke, and it broke, but one fragment is curved, and it's like this. It's a fragment of a Kehler, but you can fill it up with oil and put a wick, some cotton in the oil, and then you can use it as a mechanical. So in other words, so since it's rolling malice main lachte or sheno, so then it's still metabolism. So melee, that means that the gister of the Kliheres has a hal, under certain circumstances, can have a halation kele to be metabolism too, if it is capable of fulfilling the original function of the kele that is intact. So, if the Kehler was used, let's say, as a candle, as a nail, and then it broke into several fragments, and the fragment is in such a state that you could fill it up with a little bit of oil and put cotton in it, and then it should burn, so then it's a Yisimelach de Oresheno, Yisimelach de Oresheno, so it's still Mikabu Tume. So, how can the Rambam say? Aber die Acht mit Gott, die in Chob ist Dero, und die Arie noch Dero, wie noch für ihn der Kevah mit Tare, wie kommt in Gorech, wie aus dem Mikve ist Arie ist ein Kosher. So he says, true noch für ihn der Kevah mit Tare. So, let's say, you know, he's a Nekev Kikin is Mashke. So, but suppose this Kehle, he is still capable of fulfilling Meim Lachte or Mishenu, then it can even be Mikamu Tume. So it has a Chalishem Kehle, so under certain circumstances, the Gister of the Kliheres has a Chalishem Kehle, if it can fulfill its original function. So, how can there be you? So we see from all these Hasogis of the Raivet and the Rambam, that the Raivet Chitin is, that the Kehle is Mufke Abil, Midrais. The Kehle is Mufke Abil. Kehle, furthermore, we see a bigger Kiddush in the Raivet. Because the Rambam says, "Al kiyach klibodu ki chobis deilo, oyarivok deilo vinok vineti vavitare vikobi boretz, vikobi boretz." So, one of the kashes of the Raivet against the Rambam is, even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yudeh, so they don't require inekev vavot vochim, but they require the Chol HaPoches a Nekev Kishish Veresaneit. A Nekev Veresaneit. And here he says, Nekev Amtare. Nekev Amtare in Kliheres, Amyuchat Mashki, is much less than Veresaneit. And even if it's Amyuchat Leichli. So the Nekev that is Mafkia, is Kabbalah Stume, is Kibbutz Izayis. But Veresaneit is more than Izayis. Zayis here means a very small Zayis, a very small Zayis. So how can the Rambam say, Vinokli Negev Amitare Vikobe Boretz? So there is a Reb Chaim on this Rambam. And Reb Chaim says that in view of the fact, Enoch Nami, in view of the fact that here it's Nokli Negev Amitare Vikobe Boretz, the Kobe Boretz, so we do not require Shveres Aneid. We do not require Shveres Aneid. When do we require Shveres Aneid? In order to be married the water here with the water here. So, let's say, if you put a single table needle in the yam, and according to the Rambam, we have to say that when the Mishnah says, Elim Kirikut Shveres Aneid, it doesn't mean a hole in the Shalayim. It means even the mouth, in the opening, there is a Shveres Aneid. Even though it's not knock off altogether, because of the halacha of Yom Kippur Shvat Hatzanim. So if you put the silver table or middle in the yard, and then somebody puts himself, immerses himself in the water in the silver table middle, and the water of the silver table middle is mu'ev, is commingled with water in the yard through a Shvat Hatzanim connection, whether it is through a nekev mamish, an actual nekev, or just through a mouth, an opening, not in a nekev, so that then it means that the water in the cedar table are mu'ev with the water in the yam. So when one is stable in the cedar table, our pidin is considered as if he's stable in the yam. So the tefillah is a kosher tefillah. Mashim can hear that I'm, but if there is no Shifra Hatzanit connection, then there is no Yom. Mashiach can hear the Rambam, the Chaim says, the Rambam has referenced to a case where he took a Kli Gadol and then he made a Nekev, let's say he came as Mashke. So it's Bafkia the Shemkele. It was Bafkia the Shemkele. And then he installed it in the car. So since, and this Arevo, this stop, Arim of Dela, that's it all. So he installed it in the Karaka. So Mele, it becomes bottled to the Karaka. And he manipulated that Memso should rain into that Arim of Dela that he installed in the Karaka. So we don't have to resort to Eruv Mikvayis. When do we have to resort to Eruv Mikvayis? If the Tefillah has to be considered to be in the Yam, in the Mikvah. But if the Tefillah, if you have Memso in the Arev of Dela itself, you have Memso. But if you don't make a Nekev Amitare, even though you install it in the Karke, so Tosh is a Fribreis Abe Tosh, so maybe it's considered that the mind is contained in the Kehle. If you don't make a Nekev. So even though it's Yaakovia it was, so the Mayim is contained in the Kele, and that's the Aloha Midrash say, that Mik Tvila has to be Bikalake, not in the Kele, not in the Kele. Mashiach came if you make a Nekev, with that is Mavkiya Deshem Kele, Nekev Amtare, and in addition, you install it in the Kalake, so mainly it's considered that the Tvila is in the Kalake. But if it wouldn't have a Nekev Hamitare, so even though you install it in the Karke, it would still not be considered Tvila Bikarke, because it's Tosh Lesef Fribre. So it's Tosh Lesef Fribre, so Mele it would still have a Shekile. But if you are Mafkia the Shekile, before you install it in the Karke, and then you install it in the Karke, and then you manipulate that Memso should rain into that Arevo. So you don't have to resort to any halacha of Yibum. That's why, even though the Nekev is raised in Barasanei, so the Tefillah is Sheol. This is what Reb Chaim says in the Rambam. But the Rambam is Masik, he asks. But the Nekev is less in Barasanei. So the question is, how is the Rambam Masik against the Rambam? But the Rambam has reference to the case of Kovi Boretz. So the Rambam is from the Rambam. The thing when it's Kovi Boretz, is Kovi Boretz, since it was a Kehle, even though it is Poka, Kabbalah Stume is Poka, and even though it's coming Boretz, but since originally it was a Kehle, so Mele the Tvile cannot be considered as Tvile Bikar. And the only way that it should be alright, according to Raimed, if you make a Nekev in the Shalayim, Kishishver is a Neid, and then you manipulate that Memso should come in. So then Tom Michel with it. So we see that the Raimed is the biggest Mach in the union of Mikvois. I mean in this union. So the biggest Mach here. In other words, according to the Raimed, there is
Alright,
now,
does Rav say though that the same Shem Shov is gone out of such water that would go through?
No, the Raimet says, one second, the Raimet says that Nekev Amitare, he says, Megavamitare would be matkia de psula pshol. In other words, if, let's say, you will install a keilek that has megavamitare in the karate, and then water would come in, and then from that keilek it would flow into the mikveh, so it wouldn't pass the water, it wouldn't become shol.
If it's mechuber. But if it's not mechuber, then it's
better. Well, then we'll see. I mean, if it's not mechuber, we'll discuss that.
Okay.
We'll discuss it. That has to do with the tisefte. The question is, where is the nekev? Where is the nekev? In Shalayim, or the nekev is in David? So it has to do with that tisefte. All right. Now let's see the Rambam on Mayim Shivir Agav HaShekes. I asked you to go over the Rav Chaim. In Berektes, Miluches, Mikvois, Halochetes. Mayon Shemim of Yeitzin, Vinimshochim, Misech HaShekes. והכל יצין לשקס ונסחורי, הרי כל המים שבשקס ושחוץ לא יפסול, הויו מקצוסן ממשוכים על צבז השקס, אפילו כל שהוא, הרי המים שחוץ לשקס כשרי, שהמים מתאיר בכל שהוא. Now that the other half of our case discusses the other case in פרקי משנה. So the Rosh Hashanah means, מיון שמימו יצין, מיון שמימו יצין ונמשוכים לשיח השקס והכי יצין לשקס ונסחול. Why does he emphasize ונסחול? Why does he emphasize ונסחול? מיון שמימו יצין ונמשוכים לשיח השקס והכי יצין מן השקס ונסחול. הרי כל המים שבשקס ושחוץ לא יפסול. Why does the Rambam emphasize Minischol? So Reb Chaim understood that when the Rambam says Minischol, so the Rambam implies Dafki if the water is zichu. But if the water remains still in the shekes, so then it's all right. Only if the water keeps on is in a state of turbulence, of flux in the shekes. It doesn't rest in the shekes. But if it rests in the shekes, so it's not possible. So here's the kashua. So then Reb Chaim said as follows, that here, that only the shekes as the kashe, why is it possible? It should be muter to be taken inside the shekes. It would be great to share the kashe, the horses. Alright, so the Rambam also was bothered by that kasha. Why does the Mishnah say that it's possible? It should be kosher. There is a shokin, there is zero with the mayim, the mayon. It would be kosher as an eight. So the Rosh gives it, the Rosh gives one teretz, especially the Rabbonon, in case it is installed. The Rosh says, with the Rabbonon, there is no yod mikvayis mikelei. So he says, apparently the Rambam assumed that in view of the fact that it is nischolim now. So then there is aloch in the Rambam. מיוחס מקבועיס הלוך החס גימו גומי שבנחל התחתינו ועלינו של חופסו ומצוי שומן ושפף של שום מיוחס מסך הנחל אף עוד מישהו נכנס לסיכון ומיוחס מסיכון אין זהיר ועם הביורים אלו במצוי שנעמיים הנסחולים מאלווים אלו עם כינון אלו עם כינון סמלה כיסא. You see, I mentioned I mean, it's strange that Reb Chaim doesn't mention there's a machlokes between the Rash and the Marit. I don't know why he doesn't mention. Reb Chaim knew very well that machlokes, but that's his derech many, many times. He just doesn't mention when he discusses the Rambam. So he refrains from mentioning the other shittes because he says this of Pshat and Rambam. So maybe he considered the shittes of the other Rishayim irrelevant. I mean, what difference does it make what the other Rishayim said? So he says that according to the Rambam, when the Rambam says, Shein amayim anisholim me'arvi, elin kinomdu, so that means not only that mayim zeichlim are not capable of being me'arvi, 2 miles, but they're not even capable of being mechaber 2 miles. Zeichli is mufke of him. I mean, Zeichli is mufke of him. I think that that's telling the machlokes between the Rash and the Rosh on one hand and the Marit on the other hand. The question is whether Zeichli can affect Hashem. Zeichli, Mikshomim Zeichli, can affect the Ashokim. So we saw that the Rashi here holds that even though Zeichli are not mitayah the mikveh, not mitayah rodo, not mitayah keli, but Ashokim they can affect. Now what is Ashokim? Ashokim means that the heretofore, Mayim Shuvim, by becoming attached to the main mikveh, becoming Mechubah to the main mikveh, it is sold, so the din shor is spoken. So the aloch of Ashoki is based upon chibur. Upon chibur. So in other words, if we say, like the Rash and the Rosh, that Zeichlin can affect Ashoki, but Ashoki is based upon the fact that the heretofore, Mayim Shuvim, are Mechubah, are joined to the mikveh, and still Zeichlin can affect Ashoki. So that means that according to the Rash and the Rosh, Zeichlin are not mufke of him. But the Rambam, according to the Marit, that he cannot affect Ashoke. So we can say that according to Marit, Zeichlin are incapable of being mechaveya. The heretofore Mayim Shuvim with the Mikvah. So that's why it cannot affect Ashoke. So now here the Rambam says, they mabilin el bimtzois, shinamayim anisholim muhovin el kinomdu. So, all that the Rambam says here is, that mayim anisholim ya'amuf ke'obiru, cannot be me'are. Because here he talks of a case, gimu gumi shebinachal, hatachtenu v'yenu shol chofso, v'mtzois shol men, v'shetif shol kshomim me'iva v'sechanachal. So actually, the 3 gumes are separate. And only the mtsois has memso. But the elyeino and the tachteino has chopso. So, but there is a stream of water that connects them, that connects all the 3 nicholim, all the 3 pools. So the stream of water connects them. So he says, in order to connect them, that means so that one should be able to be table in the Elyeino and to be table in Tachteino. But the Elyeino in Tachteino in itself has only chopso. So it will only be possible to be table in the Elyeino in Tachteino if al pidin, the Elyeino in Tachteino will be miuvet, commingled with their choice. So since the stream of water does not stand in one place and it's in a state of flux, it cannot be me'arim. The mtsois with the yeino and the tachteino. So all that the Rambam spells out here is that mayim zeichlin are mufke of chibur. It doesn't say they are mufke of chibur. But anyway, Reb Chaim assumes on the basis of that Rambam that not only mayim zeichlin cannot affect chibur, they cannot even affect chibur. It seems to me that should be told the machlokes between the Rash and the Marit. But this is what he says in the Rambam. But it's not mukhach of Rosh the Rambam. All that is mukhach from the Rosh Hashanah means that in a mayim nischolim mi'arum vina ukin omdu. They are mufke of you, but of chibur maybe they are not mufke. But Reb Chaim takes it for granted that according to the Rambam, mayim nischolim are not only mufke of you, they are not only incapable of being mi'arim, but they are incapable of being mechaber, of being mechaber. All right. So one second, please let me finish. So we may lay, so there's the first Anoch. There's the first Anoch. So the Rambam says, Mayon shenim ob yeitzi, vim yimshoch nisich ha-sheikets, v'hakim yeitzi min ha-sheikets, vim nischoni, הרי כל המים שבשקס ושחוץ לא יפסולים. So it's יפסולים. Now, so he says that the Rambam Shite is that מים זכרים are moved to חיבור. They cannot be effective in חיבור. But במה דברים אמורים that מים זכרים are incapable of being in the חבר that is in the mixture. But in מים, so they're certainly capable of being חבר. Because mikveh is not mitayah b'zeichlin. So mimele, in the mikveh, mayim zeichlin, are mufke of chiburos. Masheimke, mayon, so is mitayah b'zeichlin. That's the natural state of mayon. That's the mayon of mayon. That it's mitayah b'zeichlin. Since mayon is mitayah oto, mitayah keli b'zeichlin, so then of course, it is capable of being mechaber also, of being mechaber, being mechaber and mi'arim. So that goes without saying that when the Rambam says gimu gumi shelo nacha, so he says shiramayim mischolim ma'arim elkinomdu. So because the Rambam has reference to pools, not rivers. Nacha does not mean a river. A river is a mayim. A river emanates from a spring. Nachal is a nor is a mayim, is a river. But nachal is a pool. A pool. So mele, so gibul, so when the Rambam says shemayim is chol ma'arvei kinomdu, the Rambam has reference to meimikve, not to meimayim. But Mayon, so of course, Zechrin, Sin Zechrin, Mayon Zechrin is Mitaya, Mayon is Mitaya, Bezechrin, Odom, and Kim, so they can be Mechaber, they can be Ma'arim also. But, so, he says that the Halacha of the Rambam is, the Halacha of the Rambam is, in other words, since Rabbi Yossi says in the second Mishnah, Hevire Yal Gabi Keli, or Yal Gabi Safson. So he says as follows. Now there is a loche of Rabbi Yossi al-Mitar. Rabbi Yossi al-Mitar. Now I mentioned several times that most Rishayim hold that the loche of Rabbi Yossi al-Mitar. Rabbi Yossi al-Mitar applies to mikvahs. The Shita Rambam, the Shita Mirei means that the loche of Rabbi Yossi al-Mitar applies only to Mayim, but not to mikve. So mimele, according to the Rambam, it's very strange, this Reb Chaim. Mayon shevire al gabei hasheikes is possible. So that has reference to a sheikes that is mikabutum. Not a sheikes shel avonim, but a sheikes that is shel kvicheres. A sheikes shel avonim, a clear heaven is not mikabutum. But if it is a sheikes shel cheres, so then it's become a tume. So the mayor, the aloche of Rabbi Yossi al-Mitar, according to the Rambam, is confined, applies only to mayor. So that means, if a dover amikabel tume was used as a medium, so then it's mafkia the din of mayor. So, in other words, so this Mishnah of Mayim, Shemin of Yeitzim, Nimshoch Nisich HaSheikes, has reference to Yishekes of Yishekes, not Yishekes of Yabonim. So, if it will be Yishekes of Yabonim, so then in Ochaname, according to the Rambam, you'll be able to be tevel in the Yishekes itself, because it will be Kodesh Yishekes Aleh. But if the sheikes is the sheikes of Cheres, and the Cheres is Mikabel Tume, so the Mele, since the sheikes, the Cheres, was used as a medium of transmission, there is Aloch of Avios Lauditare, so since it wasn't Avios Lauditare, something that is capable of being Mikabel Tume, was used as a medium of transmission, so the din of Mayon is Poka. That because of the Aloche of Avios Lauditare. So the din of Mimayon was Poka, so mainly it has a din of Mimikre, since it's a din of Mimikre. So Mimele, the Rambam says, and the Mikve in order to be Mechaber and to be Me'arev, so it must be Imeid, not Mischoli. So that's why he says, Mayim Shebim of Yitzim Mishoch Mesech HaShikis, Vakim Yitzim HaShikis Rim Mischoli. So the din Mimayim is Poka because it's not Amiyos Nauditar. And the Rambam is reference to the case of Sheikes Shel Cheres, not the Sheikes Shel Avoy. So since it's not Avios Lauditare, so the din of Mayon is Poka, the din of Mayon is Poka, because it was transmitted through a medium that is Mekabel Tume. So the din of Mayon is Poka. Since the din of Mayon is Poka, so maybe what kind of a din does it have? Only a din of Mimikre, and not Mayon. Now if it's a Mikre, so the Aloha is Eina Nischolim Mi'arovi and Vein Chavri. Vein Chavri. So the Mele, there is no Ashoke, and there is no Iru. So the Mele, he certainly couldn't be tabled inside the Sheikes, and he couldn't even be tabled in the water after they come out from the Sheikes. Because since Zeichlin is not Mi'arev and not Mechaber, so the Mele Ashoke cannot take effect. If Ashoke cannot take effect, so the Mele is shown. So it is shown, so it's possible, so you cannot be tabled in it even after they come out from the Sheikes. But if let's say the water will not be in a state of flow, so even though the din of mine will be poka because it's not Avios Lauditare, so it will be in a mikve. And so then the Eruv Mikvois Kishvera Zanein of mine mainly, not mine Zechuin, will affect Ashoke and will affect Eruv. So it will be kosher to be taken in the Sheikes also. It's very strange. I mean, what? First of all, the Rambam doesn't say that the Yamayim is holy mechaber. He only says me'arvi. And then the Rambam doesn't say me'ayim shemim of yitzim v'nimshochim v'sichasheikes shel cheres. He says v'sichasheikes. I mean, the Sheikes can be shel avonim too. Avonim is not mechaber tume. Kli avonim is not mechaber tume at all. And even in such a case. Why does the Rambam say in his home? No, right? So we have to look for another teretz. But this is the teretz of Reb Chaim. Now I have to finish it now.
Kai Cheshbon HaShanatav Shin Mem Beis, November 15th, 1981,
Blue Einhorn. Last time we discussed the Rambam Shikon, the Gabi Sheikis. The Rambam says, Mayim Shiver Gabi Sheikes, Posel. So the Rambam mentions that it's only Posel. The Rambam mentions, Vriya Mayim and Yischol. Perek Tes, Halacha Tes. Mayim Shemim of Yitzin and Mishochim Yisich HaSheikes, Vakim Yitzin and HaSheikes, ונסחורים הרי כל המים שבשייקס ושחוץ לו פסול. So the Rambam says, והכי יצים מהשייקס ונסחור, הרי כל המים שבשייקס ושחוץ לו פסול. ושחוץ לו פסול. So the question is, why does the Rambam say ונסחור? So there is a time in that. It's very strange. I mean, whatever Reb Chaim says is well-grounded, but to say that the Rambam is reference to a Sheikes that is Mekabel Tume and the Rambam is saying, and Stam Sheikes is not Becheres. Stam Sheikes is of Kleven. Kleven is not Mekabel Tume. That's a Dechak in the Rambam. But anyway, Rav Chaim says that Rambam has left him because Rambam was bothered by the kasher of all the Mishen, Rash, the Rosh, all the Mishen. Why is the mind that enters into the Shaker's person? After all, there is a Shveres Aleil at the outlet of the Mayon, so there is a Shveres Aleil connection between the water in the Mayon and the water in the Shaker's. So it should be mutar to be taken inside the Shaker's itself. Inside the Shaker's itself, like the Mishnah in Perek Vov that says, Perek Vov Mishnaches, Asid Atim Shabayam, אם נדביר בהם הם כאילו יקובים כשכבר הסנאי הם כביבוי כשכבר הסנאי this the kashim, the tone of the shameless so because of that so the Rambam says that this Mishnah of Sheikis is reference to the case where it was a Sheikis of Ches that is recovered to me So Bumele, according to the Rambam, the Halacha of Rabbi Yosef Itare applies only to Mayon, not to Mikvah, not to Mikvah. So Bumele, as a result of the fact that water is being transmitted through a medium that is in Kabbal Tumele, so that the Mayon spoke up from that water. Now, if the Din Mayon is spoke up from that water, so Bumele, if the Din Mayon is spoke up from that water, so what kind of a Din does it have to have? It has to have a Din of a Mimikre. Of a Mimikre. So Bumele, and the Rambam says, in Perik Ches, Halacha Ches, Gilu Kumishen Nachal Atachteino, Volyeno, Shal Chokso, Ben Tzoi Shal Noen, בישקף שוב שוב נהיו בשיח הנחל, אבל בישהו נכנס לשיחון ויצא משיחון, אין זה. ואם את בין הלו במצואי של המים הנסחון, אם נהר בנאום כנאומתו. So the Rambam, Shittit Rambam says that מים זה יכולים כנעת ענת כאילו of being married waters. So, Reb Chaim assumes not only זה יכולים מופקה of עירוב, but זה יכולים is מופקה of חיבור as well. I said, as I mentioned, that if he was dainty, it should be told in the machlokes between the Rash and the Marit. The Rash and the Marit say that even that Mayim Zeichlin can affect Ashok, even though Mayim Zeichlin in the mikveh cannot be entire or don't kill him, but we can affect Ashok. And how does Ashok take effect? By virtue of the fact that the year before Mayim Shumim become a chuber to a mikveh, and still the Rash and the Roshim will come at El Zion, saying that even Zeichlin can affect Ashok in mikveh, not only Zeichlin of Mayim, but even Zeichlin of mikveh can affect Ashok, but Ashok is grounded. Ashok is grounded in the din of chibur. So that means that according to the Rash and the Rosh, so in Mayim Zeichli, I'm not mufki of chibur. They are incapable of being narrow waters, but not of chibur, according to the Rash and the Rosh. And the Rambam here only says, in the Yiru, because if you have three pools, the Yeno and the bottom and the middle one. The middle one has Memsah, the Yeno has Chopsah, the Tachteno pool has 20 Sah. So, in order to be able to be table in the Yeno pool or the Tachteno pool, we have to resort to Yibu. Not just the Chibu, so the Mele we have to resort to Yibu. So the Mele, it seems we have to resort to Yibu, so the Zeichun are not Me'ale, immediately. But chibur, maybe there is the all that the Rambam says, Shilamayim and Yisholim Ma'arim Dinam Kilomdo. But the Chaim assumed that not only is Zeichli in Mikveh Mufke of Yiruv, it's Mufke of chibur as well. So the Mele, here the Mishnah Sheikis has reference to Sheikis of Mikveh Chetz, that is Mikavu Tuna. Now there is Aloch Rav Yosef Alitar. In the court of the Rambam, the Aloch Rav Yosef Alitar applies only to Mayim. So that means if it over a Mikavu Tuna is used as the transmitter of water, as the medium, if the Havayah, the medium of transmission is something that is becoming tume. It's not aviyosi al-dinare, it's aviyosi al-dintume. So then it's markiya the halay is the mayon from the water. If it's markiya the halay is the mayon from the water, so the mele, it does not have anything of mayon. It only has a thing of mikveh. Now, and since, and mayon zechli, avufke of himuf and chibuf, so the mele, that's why the Mishnah says that the mayim, the shekes, become possible. So the kash is, but it's the chuber to the shekeres amei connection to the mayim. The answer is, but the mayim is nischol. So the Rambam says, the Rambam says as follows, mayim shemim obyeitz in nishoch in ischashet, barakim beitz in ischashet in nischol. Now, if it had a din mayim, so Zechli cannot affect Chibu or Iru in Mikveh. But in Mayor, Zechli can affect Chibu and Iru. Because Mayor is Mikhaya Zechli. That's the characteristic of my Mayor, that water flows. But in view of the fact that it's Nimshach Lesecha Sheikes, and the Sheikes is becoming Tumeh. So the memory is not Abiyasi al-Dittar. If it's not Abiyasi al-Dittar, so the Mayor is Toka. So what kind of a thing can it have? The mikveh. And since the mayim are mischomim, so the mele, it's mufka of chibo. So there is no chibo to the mayim. If there is no chibo of the mayim, so the mele becomes shom. Masha'inke, if it will not be mischomim, if it will stand still, if it will remain at rest in the sheikes, and connected to the mayon. So there, true that the team in mayon is spoken about, because it's a yosi al mitume. So it has a bit of the mikveh, and the mikveh can also be mechubah through a connection. So that's why the Rambam emphasizes, that he eats in the sheikes, v'nischol. Dafke if it's nischol, but suppose the water in the sheikes is connected to the mayon and it doesn't flow out of the mayon, it remains resting in the sheikes. So the mayon, there you will be able to be taken inside the sheikes because of the aloha of the Greek words, kishvitana salit, because of the aloha of the Greek words, kishvitana salit. This is how Rav Chaim explained the Rambam. But it's very strange to say that this din of the mission that says Mayim Shidua Dara Sheikes Posol, so it's reference Dakke to a Sheikes that is Mikabotum. It doesn't say, and the Rambam doesn't say either, and Stam Sheikes is made out of a body, not of Chaz. So if that din if the Mishnah reference only to Shekin Kabutume, so the Rambam should say it, the Rambam doesn't say it. I think, I mean, that the Pshat in the Rambam is when the Rambam says, Mayon Shemim of Yitzin v'Nimshochim v'Yisech HaSheikis, Marakim Yitzin v'Nasheikis v'Nishol, Harikola Mayon Shemishikis, Vishachutzloim Tzulim, so the Rambam doesn't emphasize Mishcholim to imply that Dafkin, if it's Mishcholim, then it's possible. But if it's not Mishcholim, if it's in a state of rest, so then you can be taken even inside the Sheikis. On the contrary, I think that the Rambam says Mishcholim, Rashminon to advise us that even if it's Mishcholim, it's still possible. Lomi Miboli, if it is in a state of rest, then it is certainly possible. But even if it's nischolim, even if it's nischolim, so it's also possible. Now, why should we say that in case of nischolim, there is less reason to become sure than in the case when it's not nischolim? Now, only the shame has the cash against this mission, the Rash and the Rosh. Now, why does the Mishnah say possible? because of Shaul. But Eruv Mitro is Shvar Esarim. So the Rash limits the din of the Mishnah to the case where the Sheikhs was installed. So then there is a special Rabbanon. But if the Sheikhs will not be installed, then it will be Mutarim to be Teve inside the Sheikhs. Because of the Aloha of Eruv Mitro is Shvar Esarim. The horse says something else. The horse says that the reason is why it's possible, because there is no Eruv Mikvois and there is no Chibur Mikvois al the Shifar HaSaneit al the Kli. In other words, he mind that al the Seich HaKli al the Din cannot be considered Mechuber and Meurev with the water that is in the Mikveh on the mind. The fact that water is contained in the Keilah, that is Makia the Din Yeruv and the Chibur. So, if the Rosh didn't say with Rabbanon, so then we'd say it's Aloch and Raisa. And the Tzemach Tzedek in the Shuvah says that the contrarived is with Raisa, Mayim Shebeseich HaKli, Amufke, of Chibur and Dirut, with the Mayim Shebeseich HaMikveh or Beseich HaMayim, with Raisa. But the Rosh uses the Rosh. The Rosh uses the Rosh. Here, Abu Priya Mkhuba Lemaya, or the Mikra Shei Remem So, Eile Hadu Biseche, Dilma Rosa Lahadu, Bikri Shei Shei Mem So, Beloyechi, Dilma, so it's Rabo, or Aki Rabo. So, the Mayor, we can say that the Rambam also agrees with the Shita of the Rosh. And perhaps, according to the Rambam, it's Mayim Shebeseich HaKli Amufke. Mayim Shebeseich HaKli Amufke, or Iru Vent Chibu, Amufke of Iru Vent Chibu, Midraise.